Well, I think what's quite interesting is how a piece of routine behavior in a Giddensian sense, I mean, remember his definition was routine rule govern behavior. At what point does it simply be present in people's behavior, which are kind of recurrent, they happen all the time, and enter a more stable or static form? Now, Wenger's argument was that really the kind of static or stable form is precisely the point about rarefication. It becomes thingified or congealed. So you're using all these metaphors of sort of sticking together and sort of stopping movement and, you know, being captured at a particular moment and being made into a thing. Now, obviously, the most common form of that is to write out a procedure. First of all, you switch the machine on. Then you make sure the safety guards are up. Then you do such and such and so on. So this procedural knowledge is sort of placed on the machine, for example. So you have to follow that. Or customer care rules in a retail environment. Or, you know, tourism and leisure things, you know, having a nice day and all that. All those things constitute rarefication. And so I think what's really interesting is the interface between the core concept of practice, which by definition is recurrent and routine, and the point at which it becomes rarefied. Now, Wenger is a bit confused about this, to be quite frank, because he allows for rarefication not necessarily written down, but just something that everybody knows. Now, I'm saying, well, that's just a practice, isn't it? So there are some interesting conceptual boundary issues, I think, around these ideas.